Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The Score!
Thanks to everybody who helped out with our show. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Dreyer, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Thanks to our guests. We had Paul Charchian, Jarrett Payton, and Carmen Vitale in studio with us today, which was a lot of fun. And we're wishing a good time to Jarrett Payton because he's in Miami. He's in MIA. That's going to be a good time. Lawrence just shook his head.
Well, not to be confused with MIA. He's in MIA, you know?
Yeah, he's in MIA.
Those are two different things.
Yes, you're right about that. And now we have...
I fly Matt. Like paper gear, high like planes.
Good song. Matt Spiegel's here rocking the D-Rose hoodie, and Lawrence Holmes is here also rocking a hoodie. Hi, hoodies.
Pretty much always rock a hoodie.
He
now.
Does, but Lawrence's zip game, like either quarter zips or full zips, is elite.
Oh, thank you.
It's impressive.
It's become my uniform.
Does he have matching Air Force Ones? No? No, I'm just asking because we had a whole Air Force Ones conversation today.
We did.
I'm mad that you didn't have the ruse conversation, Mars Hall.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know. Now I know. Now I have something to lean into.
Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
So Robert Plant was in the lobby today.
What?
It's the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. I guess he was at XRT, but I walked in and I'm like, I didn't know that because I walked in and I'm like, that's Robert Plant.
Did you speak to him?
Robert Plant was upstairs?
He was downstairs. By the escalator, just hanging out, talking to a couple people, and it made me pause. I paused, and I found myself gaping, and I was like, how many rock and roll people would make me pause and gape? And it's probably a bigger list than I realized, but Robert Plant, that's a golden effing guy.
Did you speak to him?
I did not. I decided to try to and say something to him, and the security guard was like, yeah, we're way behind. I'm not going to be able to, no pictures. I'm like, I don't want to take a picture.
I just want to look at him. I literally want to
say something.
He's not real.
10 seconds. I wanted 10 seconds to tell Robert Plant.
That you did not get 10 seconds?
I did not. His life after Led Zeppelin is incredibly inspiring. That man is still making new music, still stretching his boundaries as his voice has decayed. Because how could it possibly be what it was? He continues to make art. And I admire the hell out of that.
I guess he was in the XRT studios.
Yeah.
Like above us.
I think so.
So he was upstairs and downstairs.
He was everywhere.
Robert Plant.
Robert effing Plant.
No.
Let's go.
I don't believe you.
So who else is on the list of people that would stop you cold?
I mean,
for the entire room.
Yeah, McCartney. I mean, of like a vet. that vintage, like, or alive,
or and, just in general.
I mean, McCartney, Dylan, Paul Simon, but then Stevie Wonder would stop me cold.
Mm-hmm. He see you coming.
Yeah. That joke
so, so messed up.
So maybe it's a bigger list. You know, I don't,
there, but no, there are so many, especially from that era.
But him, like, I mean, that's top notch.
Why? Just the brilliance, like. Also, isn't it cool that Jameson Taillon's song was "When the Levee Breaks"?
Was that his song?
It was one of them, yeah.
Yeah, like when I guess he was you're, on right, the mound, you're right. Yeah. You're right. That was the Taillon song.
Layla, that's is there cool. anyone that would stop you dead in your tracks?
I mean, that would be like you two, obviously. Like,
doesn't have to be a musician.
Well, I was going to ask the next question because he had the very specific musician.
He said
is there
too.
An athlete that would stop you in your tracks like that? I mean, because you cover sports, so
Bo Jackson.
Okay.
I'd have to, like, that would connect in the childlike way. That,
we are
the
aligned.
Same way that Plant
I randomly, like, stood in this, you know, the hallway leading to the Sox dugout and the camera well over at the Rate. Bo Jackson and the whole 94 team, they had their reunion in 2019. They did that celebration on the field.
That's
so
cool.
I was just chilling, standing there with Bo, just
come
hanging
on.
Out.
Come
like,
on, man.
I was just like, what?
I mean, like.
And he is this chill. You know, he's a very laid back guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I've heard he's a lovely guy. I've never interviewed him, even.
And then Ozzy was, of course, the most talkative in the hallway, and Bo would just, like, shake his head every now and then.
Have you ever talked with Joe Cowley about Bo Jackson?
No.
Put it on your list of things to do before you die.
Wow.
He's got so many stories that you will absolutely love about Bo Jackson.
I think the hard part about stopping somebody in their tracks now, or mine anyways, I never believe that I'm seeing the person I'm actually seeing.
Yes.
I'm always like, is that so-and-so? And then I'm like, no, that isn't. No,
and then it was Lance
later,
Armstrong.
It was. Yeah, and I'm like, ah, damn it. So I'm not good at that.
It was Bill Russell for me. Like, during All-Star Week in 2020, when Chicago just put on, and I was over in Auburn Gresham, and Bill Russell walked into the gym, and the gym just was, like, silent. Like, everyone was like, you know, there's a tournament that was going on, and then Bill Russell walked in, everyone was like, That's Bill Russell.
I was thinking
we
about,
should probably stand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're right.
Some people can deserve you to stand. I was thinking about Bill Russell last night because Ruben and I were playing a one-on-one Nerf hoop in his bedroom. And I was a beast with the block shots. Like I was Mutomboing and wagging my finger. I was just dominating.
Were you Wimbying?
Yeah, pretty much. But then I realized I need to find that part of the Bill Russell documentary when it talks about how he used geometry and physics to figure out how to block more shots.
Amazing.
And play team defense. Like, that man completely changed the geometry of basketball by figuring it out when he was at, I believe, University of San Francisco and obviously early in the Celtics era. But like, and there's a portion of that Netflix documentary that shows that. I got to find that and show him.
What's crazy about it, and someone like Wimby could learn from it, Giannis can learn from it. Wimby, I think, is actually pretty good at it.
Keeping it in bounds?
Yes. The
yes,
thing
sir.
About Russell and block shots was
yes,
controlling the block shot.
Yeah.
And not just swatting it into the stands. Like, go get a possession out of that.
He knew where to be on the court to leave his feet. Like, I think
that's
that was
a good
part
call.
Of it. I'm also
he's gonna be. Oh, Robert Plant's gonna be at Old Town Music,
Old Town School of Music, School of Folk Music tonight and tomorrow. In
are
there,
are you gonna go?
I hadn't planned it, but maybe I should.
I think you should. If you,
you know,
an
a guy.
I do. I'm an admirer of the man. That's a great place to see music too. That Old Town School. It's like a little theater space. It's gorgeous.
Love that. I was still thinking about people who like stop you in your tracks. What about interviews? Like one of my first interview in Austin on air live. George H.W. Bush at Texas A&M.
That's crazy.
Who correctly predicted that Dennis Franchione was going to step. Dennis Franchione resigned after the game. And he said something like kind of like prophetic about French.
Strategic.
About Fran. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, well, this is his dad. And I was like interviewing him, and it's just me. And I was like,
oh, it's his dad, right?
So, yeah, Herbert Walker. So
oh,
then
God,
as
yeah.
I'm interviewing him, I was like, I see why you were at one point the leader of the free world. And I was like, really salient football points. And then after the game, I was like, oh, George H.W. Bush knew. He knew.
Did he play baseball at Yale?
I thought that was W.
W, I know.
The like, dad was an athlete too, though.
Do you not play football?
I don't know.
He might have played football.
I thought HW played football and W played baseball.
But yeah, was, I thought I think you're right, Lawrence, but I...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So that was probably the most like random, and that's how I like started my time in Austin, was that chaos.
Man. Yeah, I'm trying to think of people that would stop me in my tracks.
George, so that's probably it. Like, if interviewing a president at any point in time.
George H.W. Bush played first base for Yale from 46 to 48. Captain of the Yale baseball team his senior year in 1948.
And what about W?
I would look.
As the text line points out, W traded Sammy Sosa.
Mm-hmm. That's true. He did trade. And then he threw a strike after 9/11.
He played baseball for one season as a pitcher during his freshman year, did W. He was a bench rider in the bullpen and then moved on with his life.
Then the president of the damn United States.
That was a wild day. But that's probably, like, that's the thing is usually these people come to me in work form so that I don't have to double guess and think, is that me or is that my brain?
The work thing is different because you're kind of in a mode.
Yeah.
But like, if you're just walking down the street and you're like, oh, that's Halle Berry.
Okay, Halle Berry would be...
on the list?
When I met Gabrielle Union, it was like that.
Yep.
I was like,
you stood up straight. You're like, hey.
You met Gabrielle Union?
Yeah, we were at the opening for the National African American Museum of History and Culture, and it was like it wasn't even open yet, but we got like a preview tour with the National Association of Black Journalists, and she was there, and I was like, and my boy Kevin Frazier knew her obviously, and I was like,
Kevin's a good man.
I was like, bruh. Introduced me. He's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, you know what? I don't even remember what the conversation was about, but she was so pleasant. Just pleasant. Like, you forget that people can just be pleasant even if they're famous and, you know.
And if they're gorgeous and pleasant, it has an effect. Doesn't it?
Just be honest. There are a few things as nice as having an interaction with a beautiful woman where you feel like,
you actually cool. Connected.
Yeah, like she's cool. Like it's not, there's no.
She was into you, Marshall.
No, I'm not saying
she
that.
I'm not saying that. She was paying attention.
Wade's going to come out of the bushes and say, you know.
Yeah, she was open
him.
To like a conversation. Yeah, I meet your friend, Kev. It was cool. It was cool when it was laid back. Sure. And I was like.
Did you get a number?
That was not. Stop.
Come on.
The woman is married.
I know.
To somebody we kind of know.
Yeah.
Someone tried to tell Dwayne Wade. I saw it. I was laughing out loud. Someone tried to tell him on a red carpet that Future has more money than him. And Dwayne Wade was like, oh, okay. Yeah, probably. Right? Like, yeah, he made music for forever. So he's probably got way more music than I do. I'm way more money than I do. And I was like,
Does he not know about how child support works?
Does he know how right? Because Future's got what, 8 kids?
More than I can count.
One that he's not
right.
Some of those are with Sean Kemp, right? Is it with Sean?
What?
Is that not
what?
How that works?
No. He's got his own army of kids.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of George H.W. Bush in 1948 with Babe Ruth when he was playing first base for Yale.
That's crazy.
And was the captain. So time's a flat circle. That's crazy. Thank you to the texters for filling in some blanks. By the way, shout out to one of the great restaurants, the great spots in this town. I had lunch today at Manny's over on Jefferson near Roosevelt. And man, do I love that place. Always a cultural melting pot, always delicious food.
He brought us the black and white cookie.
I did.
Aww. Always look to the
and
cookie.
They are
always
doing really great work keeping people fed.
That's right. Them.
Seinfeld reference.
Mm-hmm. Lou Malnati's. There's a couple of Heralds that has done it too. October Cafe, Penelope's, Zachariah. A lot of, like, Chicago is like, we live in a great city filled with great people who are looking to try and help people. So shout out to all the restaurants, including our friends over at Manny's, that stepped up with the government being shut down and people wondering where their next meals are going to come from, saying, you know what? We
got you.
We are part of this thing. So B-Gabs in Hyde Park, shout out to them too.
Speaks, what was the meal like? What was the traffic like at Manny's?
Oh my God, it was packed, and there were a couple listeners in line, and we chatted for a little bit. But they don't, I mean, Manny's, everything's good. Like, their pastrami's good, and the corned beef is great. But I was with a friend one time. He had the turkey. He said it was the greatest turkey sandwich he ever had in his life.
Really?
Today, I saw they had a giant thing of roast beef, like a huge, you know, flank of roast beef. And I was like, how often do you have that? They're like, not that often. And so I had a roast beef sandwich. It was unbelievable. I have half of it left
here. He took a picture of it.
I did. Oh, I took a picture of the flank of beef.
Phone eats first.
And you brought back black and white cookies?
And
always look to the cookie.
And some turkey pastrami for Tanny to bring home to the fam.
I see, giving begets giving.
And it's so funny.
Fam.
And fam.
Yeah, get out of here with that. For me.
Excuse me. Turkey pastrami for Tanny to keep here and hold on to and have every day.
I'm walking in the hallway after I toasted my bagel, and Tanny's got his nice little dish of chicken and rice. And I'm like, look at you. He's like, this is not enough food. This is not enough. I'm going to eat more. And now,
and
look
now
at
he's
this.
Got it. He's got it.
The good Lord provides.
Odie, if you're listening, sorry, none's coming home.
Nope. None of that is making its way home. Here's what we got planned for you today. It's Thursday. That means Coach Wonstedt's going to be here in the 5 o'clock hour, and that is always a party, so make sure you are here for that. Mark Grody has got a Bears hit for us at 4, one word, probably. Patrick Manley is going to join us at 2:45. There's a lot of stuff going on with special teams that I want to get his thoughts on.
And his thoughts on his old buddy Rex Grossman being on the score.
Yeah, again, you guys did a wonderful job with the Rex Grossman interview. If you have not checked it out, you need to check out the Raheemy Harris and Grody YouTube page and watch that interview. It's outstanding. We are going to talk about a get right game, trying to get a little get back if you're the Bears versus the Vikings. We are going to do that after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.